It is perhaps good and fitting to begin this morning by extending a word of thanks to you for the invitation that you may or may not realize that you extended to myself to preach this morning and to have my wife and myself with you in worship. This truly is a treat for me. Just a small background, somewhat quickly. My wife and I are both pastors and serve small congregations in Nebraska. I am just west of Lincoln, Nebraska, in a rural area, and the congregation I serve is both historically and ethnically German. The vast majority, I would guess somewhere around 90% of the people, can trace their lineage back to the founders of that congregation 135 years ago. So it really is a family reunion for all of them every Sunday morning. My wife has just accepted a call 5 weeks ago to serve a new congregation, new to her anyway, in South Central Nebraska, which is quite literally in the middle of nowhere. And she has just begun serving there, and it is a 100-mile drive between the two parishes, and they each have parsonages. And so we have been blessed now to have a summer home and a winter home for us to live in. The summer home, which isn't nearly far enough north to avoid the heat and humidity, and the winter home, which isn't nearly far enough south to avoid the snow and the colds. But we're living the life nonetheless. But thank you for this invitation, again, that you may just have realized that you extended. And with that, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. What is the point of celebrating Pentecost? What is the reason for dressing up in this red and speaking about fire and sort of preparing ourselves for a celebration that is different and unique from other Sundays of the year? Is there a point for us? Is there a reason that we would want to do this? And do we get anything out of gathering together on one of the very few days of the year where we wear red, talk about the triumphant Holy Spirit, which we often forget about later on, and celebrate this day known as Pentecost? So here's your pop quiz. What does Pentecost mean? Well, we can break it down into penta, which we know we use often, is five, and cost is Greek for 10 or 10 times, which gets us to 50th. Today is the 50th day of Easter. A mere seven-ish weeks ago, we celebrated the resurrection of our Lord, and now we come together to celebrate this gift of the Holy Spirit in the midst of that resurrection. Now, for Lutherans, it's very easy for us to just simply talk about the Holy Spirit, to ask that question, was ist das, if you had to learn the small catechism in German like we do in our congregation. What does this mean? And then move on. And often forget, or at least put aside, the Holy Spirit and what it means for our lives. I was so glad. I had to text Pastor Jeremy earlier this week to ensure that this was not something he was going to do, because it would have turned out very, very awkward. However, a common way to celebrate Pentecost, at least in the Midwest, is to look at it as the birthday of Christianity. The birthday of the Church of Christ, the birthday of the followers of Jesus, because that is the day in which we are given this spirit of truth, the spirit of understanding that Jesus speaks about with his disciples. And so being the beginning, being the first, we often use that as a marker for the rest of the Christian church or the Christian calendar. And a very common way of doing that for many churches is to have a birthday party for Christianity, to put on birthday hats, to have streamers, to eat cake, to put candles out that we can all blow out, and have a birthday party for the church. The problem with that, I fear, is the same problem that arises when we have birthday parties for ourselves. We put one more cake on the candle. We eat more than we ought to. We celebrate with friends and family. And then we forget about it for another 364 days. And then we pull all the party streamers out and the birthday hats and do it one more time. Lament the fact that we're a year older and put it aside and forget about it for another year. For us to do that with the Spirit, for us to even pretend that that's part of a life of faith, or for us to try to make connections between the two when it comes to serving our God, I fear it's not only detrimental to our faith, but also misses the entire point of the Pentecost celebration. For the Spirit, for Pentecost, and for our lives, the Holy Spirit is our way of connecting with, feeling, touching, witnessing and seeing God's work in our lives. And hopefully, those are actions we take each and every day instead of just one day a year. Those witnessing of actions in our daily lives are simple things and can be very, very basic things that we do every day, from helping people get in and out of cars so they don't fall, to supplying donations to a food pantry or other similar ministry. One example from my congregation, every year we have people that go to Haiti and have been going ever since that devastating earthquake several years ago. And so we put health kits together, very basic toiletry items, toothbrushes and toothpaste and washcloths and soap. And we pack hundreds of them together into suitcases and send them off to Haiti for people who are still devastated and still trying to recover from a terrible disaster. My wife's congregation, during the interview process, took a bit of pride in mentioning that they leave the church unlocked during the week because they live on one of the less traveled highways that runs on the south border of Nebraska. They find that several people who find themselves homeless and are transient tend to travel through town. And they travel along that highway because the Nebraska State Patrol does not patrol it as much as they do, say, 80 or Highway 30 or Highway 6 that goes through the state. And so those who are homeless and those who are transient don't often get picked up and put into the criminal justice system when they travel these less patrolled highways. The church mentioned to my wife that they take great pride in leaving those doors open so that people who are traveling through town have a place to sleep that is warm, especially in the winters, and that is safe for them where they may not run into anyone else who wants to do people harm. A simple action of leaving a door unlocked for them made a huge impact on the lives of people who find themselves in that small community of 120 people. How is the Spirit working in your life? How is the Spirit allowing you to see the ways that God is working through this congregation? How has this gift of the Advocate, this gift of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate, especially on Pentecost, allowed you to recognize not only the faith that has been gifted to you, but the God who has given it? And how has the Spirit allowed you to make that a daily practice for you and for your family and friends? Because after all, Pentecost is not just a birthday celebration. It's not at all meant to be that. It's meant to be a day where we most certainly set aside that action that took place, where the apostles received that Holy Spirit and those tongues of fire, and all those people who were gathered in Jerusalem for a celebration witnessed all that went on. But then we're allowed to take that story, see it through our eyes of faith, and be able to translate it for our daily lives so that we can come to witness, come to know, and even participate in the great saving acts that our Lord has for us. The acts that we do, the simple acts of providing food and shelter, the simple acts of sharing good news with a friend and even participating in worship, but also the miraculous acts of God's grace for us, the miraculous act of God's forgiveness even when we don't deserve it, the miraculous acts of how we are filled with God's love and promised a place in God's kingdom. Amen.